everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. My name is David.
I'm Jessica.
And this is my wife, Jessica. So make sure that you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And drop us a line at goals@superhumanistic.com. That's the email address. And we're going to start off with a little bit of recap of last week, where we talked about water. Talked about all the benefits of water, what happens if you become dehydrated, how much water you should be drinking, and a couple of facts about water and ways to make sure you're staying healthy. So this week, we are going to be talking about keto Guido diet. So I've tried keto in the past, and I can talk a little bit about my experience later on in the show, but we're going to get started with some information about what a keto diet is. We're going to be talking about the benefits, the various types of keto diets, kind of the downsides or risks of a keto diet. So make sure you listen to the end to get all this great information. So, what is a keto diet?
Yeah, so keto diet. I know we've talked about diet quite a bit in some episodes of ours. If you go back and listen, I tend to just have intuitive eating. So my diet varies, but eating till I'm 80% full and really listening to my body as I'm eating. So that mindfulness. I have not tried a keto diet, but it's in the name, keto, right? When we're fasting, our bodies go into a ketosis state. And we've talked about that, again, previous episode of fasting. But our bodies get into the ketosis state and our cells are able to kind of regenerate themselves. And that's what this diet is doing for us. It's basically starving your body from the carbs. So it's a low carb diet. You're going to eat more fats, healthy fats, and protein for this diet. That's really what you're filling your body with. So then it has less of those sugars that you're getting from the carbs that we eat. So again, we're not saying no carbs, although there are people out there that will just eliminate carbs altogether. But you do need some of those carbs for your blood sugar levels as well, especially if you're just not, like if you're not fasting, you're gonna need food, right? So keto diet is high fat, healthy fats, and more protein, low carb diet, so that your body is going into ketosis and staying in ketosis for longer periods of time.
Yeah, so you're burning fat for your energy instead of carbohydrates.
So some of the benefits of this then, or actually there are different types of the keto diet. So I know my husband, he's experienced or like done the keto diet before. I have not. I'm not that much of a meat eater. Like I actually don't eat any red meat at all. I will have occasionally, we'll eat like chicken or fish, eggs, but tend to stay away from beef, or any red meats. So my husband has tried the keto diet and he's going to talk about kind of the different types of keto diets that are out there.
Yeah. So I've tried the keto diet before. I'll get into my experience a little bit later as we talk about the effects or the side effects of keto diet. But you have your standard ketogenic diet, which consists of about 70% fat, 20% protein, and only about 10% carbs. So that's going to be your standard version there, most common. You could also do a cyclical keto diet, which just involves periods of those higher carb refeeds, such as 5 ketogenic days followed by 2 high carb days. So that's a more balanced way to approach it there. You also have your targeted keto diet, which allows you to add carbs around working out or anything where you're going to be exerting a lot of energy. And that way your body is able to function through that a little bit better. And then you have your high protein keto diet, kind of similar to your standard keto diet, but just includes more protein, so very high in protein. So those are the four different ways to approach the keto diet. And I think now you're going to get into the benefits if you do follow those guidelines.
Yeah. So again, dieting is not for everyone, but for this specific diet, the keto diet, it does lead. So first, it leads to a reduction of your appetite. So having more protein and more fats, you're going to feel fuller for a longer time. You're also eating less calories by eating higher protein and healthy fats. So your body is actually burning more calories in that way. Number two, it helps with weight loss. So less calories, you're burning more calories. So there's going to be weight loss in that. You'll get that weight loss immediately. So it does kind of like, maybe you have like a wedding coming up or something that you want to look thinner for, going on this keto diet, eating more proteins and healthier fats will help you to lose that weight quickly. And you're going to lose it at first, within the first couple of weeks, quickly. It also lowers your insulin and leads to, which is why it leads to that rapid weight loss. You're not having those carbs in your body that hold on to water, so you lose some of that water weight too with it. Number three, it is a greater fat loss in your abdomen area. So because you're not having those carbs that hold on to that water content, you're losing that water from the abdomen area. So you're going to notice, again, with the weight loss, that you're losing most of that weight within your abdomen cavities. Number four, it has triglycerides that will be dropping drastically. So those are those fat molecules that circulate in our bloodstream. We don't want triglycerides. That's what leads to like heart attacks and heart disease and cardiac problems. So we don't want those. So with this diet, it does drop those levels drastically. Number five, it has increased levels of your HDL, or that good cholesterol that we've talked about previously. You're going to have more of those healthy fats that you're eating, so you're going to have a higher HDL level, and in turn reduces that blood sugar and insulin levels, which is number six. Reduces blood sugar and insulin levels because you're eating and having more of those good HDL cholesterol. Number seven, it does lower blood pressure as well. So you're gonna have lower blood pressure. Number eight, effective against metabolic syndrome. So that's your metabolic syndrome is associated with those risks of like diabetes, different heart diseases. So you're lowering that risk because you're getting more of those healthier fats and protein instead of having more fat in your body and bloodstream. We're getting rid of that with this diet. Number nine, it improves the bad cholesterol. So with your good cholesterol growing up, your bad cholesterol is going to drop. Number 10, it does have a therapeutic for your brain. So different studies have been done with this diet and people choosing to go on this diet, especially if they're younger. They've noticed that your brain, if you have like seizures, let's say, or you're epileptic, going on this diet can actually reduce the number of seizures that you're having. So it is good for your brain, and they do use this diet instead of medications in order to heal or prevent people from having those seizures if they're epileptic. So that was something new that I've learned through our research in keto diets, and I was very intrigued by that it helps with several brain disorder diseases that are out there.
I think Parkinson's as well, I've heard that can help people with Parkinson's. So if you know anybody that's maybe suffering from some sort of brain disorder like that, this would be a good thing to try out.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, like, my dad is epileptic, so I was like, oh, maybe I share this diet with him. It does make sense, though, because even as we're fasting and we've read about, like, the ketosis state and what that does for your body with the regeneration of cells and helping us to, like, essentially go back in time, it makes sense that that's what's going to happen and help our brains, right? So yeah, that was number 10. Number 11, there is better skin health. So you'll notice, and of course, there's a lot that goes into acne, depending on like your genes, genetic makeup, things like that. But keto diet does help reduce your acne as well and improves their skin clarity. And then number 12 helps with migraines. Again, kind of going back to those brain disorders that it helps with, it's going to help reduce the amount of migraines that people have going on to this diet. And number 13, my final benefit for the ketosis keto diet is that you're going to have or see enhanced mental clarity. The ketone bodies in our brain have the opportunity to grow on this diet. So you're going to have more mental clarity, less migraines, and just feel good overall, mentally as well as physically.
All right. Yeah, a lot of great benefits there. So next we will get into potential risks. And I know I experienced these risks whenever I went on the keto diet a few years back for a few months. Keto flu is one of the things you may experience. That's essentially going to be fatigue, kind of like laziness, lethargic, headaches. I know I experienced that, especially the fatigue part when I was on the keto diet for a few months. Was really lacking that energy in the gym. And that's because your body kind of has to adapt to this diet. For me personally, after about 6 to 8 weeks, I was just kind of done. I didn't feel like my body was really adapting to it. So keep in mind, a lot of great benefits with this diet, but it's not for everybody. I've discovered for me personally, a more well-balanced diet, similar to Mediterranean, and kind of just reducing the animal products as much as possible, but not eliminating them, works best for us at the moment. I think maybe something interesting would be to try, maybe do keto for a day, keto for a couple days, keto for a week out of the month, and then see how your body reacts to that, because you're still able to get a lot of those benefits from keto. Because another one of the downsides could be nutrient deficiencies. So it's a very restrictive diet. So since it's very restrictive, there's a lack of missing certain vitamins and minerals that you're getting from eating a more well-balanced diet. Kidney stones is another possibility, just because everything in your body is much more acidic. So you have that increased acid in your blood and urine, which can then again lead to kidney stones, which I've heard are very painful. Luckily, again, we drink a lot of water. Go back and listen to the episode about water, because kidney stones could be a effect of not drinking enough water as well. Heart disease, there's a debate about this. So some people say that it improves heart health. Others say that obviously a diet and high fats can lead to heart disease. So that's kind of inconclusive at the moment, but something to be aware of as you get into that as well. So some tips for beginners, start simple. Focus on a balance of low carb vegetables, quality proteins, and healthy fats. Again, earlier we talked about what that balance and percentages should look like between the proteins, the carbs, and the fats. Stay hydrated, make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Again, going back to the water intake there, you could be dehydrated because you're not intaking as many carbs as you usually would. Also, a lot of your water comes from foods, but mostly vegetables, fruits, and those are the things you're going to be kind of avoiding, at least fruits. And we'll get into more foods to eat and foods to avoid here in a moment. And then just really monitor your health. Like I said, for me, it didn't really work out, but you might want to consult with a health physician, healthcare provider, something like that, to discuss how this diet may go for you. So foods that you want to eat are going to be your meat. So beef, pork, chicken, turkey, anything like that. Your fatty fishes like salmon, tuna, trout, mackerel are good. Eggs, make sure you look for those organic ones or something that's high in the omega-3s. Cheese, you can do unprocessed cheese like goat cheese, cheddar, cream, blue, or mozzarella. Those are good options. Nuts and seeds, so everything from almonds to walnuts to flax seeds, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds are good. Healthy oils, so primarily extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, and avocado oil are going to be the best oils that you can utilize during this diet. Avocados, as I just mentioned, are also a good healthy option to eat when you're on keto. And low-carb veggies, which are mostly going to be your green veggies. So your tomatoes, onions, peppers are also going to be good in addition to those green veggies as well. You're going to want to avoid certain things, and we'll get into what you're wanting to avoid now. So sugary foods, always want to avoid these in general. So soda, fruit juice, cake, ice cream, candy, anything like that. grains or starches. So wheat-based products, rice, pasta, cereal. Obviously, you're trying to avoid the carbs, so you'll get rid of those. Touched on this earlier, fruit, really, except for like berries and strawberries, which are low in carbs, you're going to want to avoid fruit because of those sugars and the carbohydrates. Beans or legumes. Beans are really, really healthy for you, as we've discovered and we've talked about in previous episodes, especially people who live in the blue zones eat a lot of beans. But again, they have a lot of fiber, carbohydrates, those type of things. So you'll want to avoid those if you're going on keto. Root vegetables, so those potatoes, carrots, those type of things are going to be carb heavy. And then alcohol has a lot of carbs, gives you that little beer belly. I'm sure everybody that has drank in the past has experienced some form of weight gain from alcohol because of the high carbohydrates and also sugars. So those will be all the foods that you want to avoid if you're going on a keto diet. So, do we have a challenge for the folks out there?
So, the challenge this week is really, and I'm going to do this as well, but try, well, we do all of our challenges, but this one's going to be a like real challenge for me because I don't eat a lot of protein as it is, but trying it for a day, I'm going to take just at least one day out of my week and see if I can do the ketosis diet, the keto diet. That's the challenge. Pick a day, see if you can hold on to this diet and see how your body feels. Then you'll know, you know, if this is a good diet for you to try for a couple of weeks even. So take a day to try keto diet.
All right. Great challenge. Great way to get started. Again, make sure you follow us on Superhumanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode and you can improve your health. And make sure that you take control of your well-being and start living a healthier life today. We'll see you next time.
Bye.